Simon & Schuster Audio presents Providence by Caroline Kepnes. Read by MacLeod Andrews, Emily Rankin, and Paul Michael.
It is true, we shall be monsters, cut off from all the world. But on that account, we shall be more attached to one another. Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, Frankenstein. Nashua.
John. I brung Pedro home for Thanksgiving break, and tomorrow I have to bring him back to school. You're not supposed to say brung. You're supposed to say brought. But I like the way brung sounds, like you're cold and ringing a bell. Brung! Nobody can kick your ass for what you think in your mind. Not even your mom. Mine is stirring spaghetti sauce on the stove and shaking her head at me. Get that rat out of my kitchen, she says. Pedro's not a rat, I say. He's a hamster. My mom doesn't budge. Whatever he is, he's not staying in my kitchen. I'm not going to keep repeating myself, John. Take that thing outside now. She always calls it my kitchen, same way my dad calls the TV my TV and the puffy chair my chair. My only territory is my bedroom. I guess my shed, too, but that's in the woods, and technically it belongs to Mrs. Curry. Everything else in the house, indoors, belongs to my parents. I take Pedro outside to the swing set, even though I'm too old for it. He shivers. Come on, little guy, I say. You're from New Hampshire. You can handle it. The truth is, I don't know if Pedro was born here. Maybe he was born in Bermuda and got shipped here. This is my home, where I started. I was born at Derry Hospital outside of Nashua, 3 days before Carrig Burkus. Sometimes, when he's kicking my ass, I think about how we were in the hospital at the same time. I picture us as newborns in nearby cribs. I see our dads waving at us. We were equals, in a way. Back then, you probably couldn't tell us apart. But now, we're opposite. Carrig is a jock, one of those guys with buddies. His life is keg parties and girls. He cracks a joke and everyone laughs, and he knows...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?